The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Item of the Week. It's the dog days of summer, so go to BubbleGenius.com for their Happy Fluff Pup Wash Soap. It's soap for your dog, and frankly, I've actually used it on myself, too. Specially formulated for a very sensitive puppy, this soap's got essential oils that act as natural flea repellents and skin conditioners, plus colloidal oatmeal and shea butter to help alleviate itchy skin and to condition the coat. The raised paw bumps on the soap can also act as a bit of a massage bar. Only $6 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order, only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
When I was growing up in Bakersfield, my favorite thing in all the world was to go to the movies on Saturday afternoons for the chapter plays.
Cliffhangers.
I know that, Mr. Man. They also call them serials. I'm not stupid, you know. Anyway, my favorite was Rocket Man. And once it was a no-brakes chapter. The bad guy stuck him in a car on a mountain road, knocked him out, and welded the door shut, and tore out the brakes, and started him to his death. And he woke up and tried to steer and tried to get out, but the car went off a cliff before he could escape. And it crashed and burned, and I was so upset and excited. And the next week, you better believe I was first in line. And they always start with the end of the last week. And there was Rocket Man trying to get out. And here comes the cliff. And just before the car went off the cliff, he jumped free. And all the kids cheered. But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week! Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair! He didn't get out of the cock-a-doody car!"
The best music on the best station.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Holy crap. It is Thursday, September 3, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I'm Bob Seska. That's Chez Pazienza sitting right there.
Yeah. You should cross that up. Cross up misery with Apocalypse Now, and you can have Never Get Out of the Cock-a-Doody Boat.
Oh, God. And you notice she also has the Jesse Ventura accent. The car! Never get out of the car!
Yep.
With her thermite paint. All right. We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It's the best goddamn soap in the world. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. Best lawyer in the goddamn world.
If you need
legal advice, go to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. That's thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you very much.
Bo gave me some very good advice. Some very good, very simple advice that I should have thought of a long time ago. But,
and did you say, "I know that, Mr. Man"?
No, I did not, because I didn't, because I was a moron, pretty much. Thankfully, this should get me off on that drug trafficking case I've got where I was bringing pregnant women into the country filled with cocaine. Also child molestation.
By the way, we are just $250 away from the halfway mark on our Patreon. We're almost to the halfway mark to meeting our goal. Thanks to everyone who's been supporting us at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. If you want to support the show, go to bobseska.com. Click the Patreon link at the top of the page. Can't miss it. And go join all the fun and festivities, because you get lots of free stuff, lots of premium show stuff as a result of your monthly contributions. Well, thank you. Okay, we got I say this every week. We got a massive show. Literally, it is a massive show. I've got too much stuff here. We're never going to get to all of it. So we might as well dive in with both feet. I guess the big story of the week is this clerk in Kentucky, Kim Davis, who's basically now become a martyr for the Christian anti-gay movement.
Right. But the move of putting her in jail as opposed to fining her was a very clever one.
Very, very smart.
Because somebody's very well versed in how our culture works these days.
Yeah, someone's familiar with GoFundMe and Kickstarter.
Yep.
Because now what has to happen?
Start throwing money at her. It's not going to get her out of jail.
Judge David Bunning of Federal District Court has basically sentenced her to indefinite detainment by the federal government.
She's a martyr, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, the whole martyr thing is only going to resonate with the people who are with her already.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to win over any new people.
No, it's not going to work with anybody else.
So, I mean, the fact that she is going to be portrayed by, you know, people like Mike Huckabee as a martyr is completely irrelevant because it's not going to win over anybody else. It's just going to be, oh, okay, she broke the law. She is a public servant. So, therefore, she has to do a certain job. And by refusing to do that job, she's doing something that, as far as I'm concerned, is a fireable offense. Now, I'm not sure exactly. I don't know enough of the background to know whether or not the clerk of Rowan County is an elected position. I'm not sure. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they are. Like where when I lived in Pennsylvania, like the register of wills, for example, was an elected position. People would have to run for that. It's not just an appointed position or a bureaucratic position. So I don't know if this is something where she could actually get fired by anyone if she's elected. But suffice to say, she's going to jail, or she probably is in jail now as we speak.
Yeah.
So she's going to jail indefinitely, and she's only going to be allowed to get out of jail when she says, okay, I'm going to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. But she's not going to do that.
Right.
I mean, I can't see any circumstance in which she would actually do that. So she's going to be in jail, like, indefinitely now. I mean, in perpetuity.
That or she'll quit her job. I mean, can you quit? I would assume you can quit. I would assume you can step down.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible she could resign, which she ought to do. I mean, that was Lindsey Graham's advice.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? You're not really standing by you're not standing up for what you believe in. I love how I can't even come up with the correct word. So I just immediately shuffle over to something else that kind of makes sense in my fucking head. Yeah. You know, you're not standing up for anything when you're not willing to actually lose your job over it.
Yeah.
You know what? It really bothers you that much. You don't want to give out marriage licenses to people. Well, guess what? Quit.
Yeah,
quit.
That's exactly
really
right.
Take a stand.
Well, see, now this opens a whole can of worms. Like, can you take a job and then refuse to do your job because of your religion? If you're accepting, no, of course you can't. If you accept that job, you're accepting that job and the duties that go along with it. If you're not willing to do those duties, you go and you get a different job. Like, if you're like a...
Did you see the Onion headline? Christian scientist farmer refuses to fill any prescription.
Yeah. I mean, if you get a job at McDonald's and you're a Buddhist, you can't refuse to flip the hamburgers because you're a Buddhist. It just doesn't work that way. If you religiously object to the role of your work, then get the hell out or get
then
fired.
Leave, then quit. That's your show of, that's your standing up for yourself.
So are we saying now?
That's the way you defy it, is to say, you know what? If you're going to allow gay people to, marry, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to quit. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a friend of mine I used to work with in print journalism. His name is Al Walentis, and he had a great thought about all of this. He said on Facebook, he said, under Team Kim Davis's reasoning, a conscientious objector should be entitled to become a military officer, but not fight in a war. An individual should be entitled to become a Secret Service agent, then say it was against his religious beliefs to shoot the gunman attempting to put a bullet through Marco Rubio's head. You know, striking a balance. Which I thought was great. I thought that was a great way to look at it. You can't take a job in the military and then refuse to go to war. That's not how it works. If you have an issue with going to war, then you don't sign on for military duty.
Right.
It's as simple as that. So, but I mean, here we are once again yelling at nincompoopery because it's all nincompoopery.
That's all it is, man.
So
we're doomed.
So of course, you know, everyone has to weigh in. First, let's go to Eric Erickson, Eric, who tweeted, we've reached a point where you could ignore laws if you're on the left's team, but go to jail on the right. What day does the Civil War start?
Oh, boy.
Eric Erickson. So that makes no sense at all. I mean, again, this isn't about obeying the law or not obeying the law. I mean, that's a part of it. The rule of law is a big deal. But it's about doing your job or not doing your job, and if you're not going to do your job, if you're standing there and you're refusing to issue licenses per the mandate of one-third of the federal government, then you're not doing your job. So then there are consequences. Remember, the Republicans are the party of personal responsibility.
Right.
You take responsibility for your actions. And maybe that means, yeah, going to jail for it.
Yeah,
but
you are held accountable.
Right. That's exactly right. So then, of course, you get the usual suspects from the GOP presidential field. Ted Cruz said that if Kim Davis gets punished for not following the law, Obama should be punished too.
Oh, for fuck's sake, douche.
This guy is the sleaziest, most slippery operator in politics in maybe years. Ted Cruz, I'm speaking of specifically. Mm. He's so slippery. And he's just, well, first of all, he's a phenomenal douchebag. That goes without saying. But he is like the most unethical used car salesman. And that's with apologies to other used car salesmen.
And that's what he looks like. He looks like a used car salesman.
Right. So he said also, those who are persecuting, and notice the word persecuting, Kim Davis, believe that Christians should not serve in public office. That is the consequence of their position. Or, if Christians do serve in public office, they must disregard their religious faith or be sent to jail.
But yes. Yes, actually.
Again,
their faith has no business being a factor in their job working for the government.
Please, if you object to the work of public service, go get a job at a Christian bookstore. Or go work, you know, with the rector at your local church or something.
Rector.
Where that came from. Rector? Yes, go get a job with the rector and do rector things.
Damn near killed her.
Here's Mike Huckabee has been on top of this all over the place. I mean, he called her the other day to offer his prayers and support.
God.
Oh my God. And Twitter, he says, what a world where Hillary Clinton isn't in jail, but Kim Davis is. Hashtag I'm with Kim.
Oh, there it is. Is that the hashtag?
That's the hashtag.
Is that the hashtag? Oh boy.
I'm with Kim.
So there it is. She got what she wanted.
That's right.
She got what she wanted. She's a martyr, and she's being, you know, they're asking the presidential candidates about her.
Here's the best Mike Huckabee tweet. Kim Davis in federal custody removes all doubts about the criminalization of Christianity in this country. We must defend. Yes, of course,
she really is Annie Wilkes, though.
She kind of,
you know, is. Because not only in the way that she dresses like her, you could just picture that's who she is. She's this sad little woman.
Oh, Wally, give me some Christing pig feed.
Yes.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodie car.
I love you, Paul. The hashtag there is hashtag religious liberty.
F*** your religious liberty. Just f*** it in the ass.
It's absurd. I mean, again.
Which is, by the way, the sequel to last podcast, f*** your God.
Yeah, I mean, religious liberty. No one's smacking a Bible out of your hand.
Yeah, nobody's taking away your rights.
No.
Practice all you believe, whatever the hell you want, whatever kind of insane bullshit gets you by.
That's
fine,
right.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Believe whatever the hell you want. Worship in whatever way you want. Just don't impose it on other people who don't believe the same things you do. And meanwhile,
exactly.
Don't take a job if you're not going to do the job. I mean,
but
already,
you know,
and it's not
you
just
know what, though? Ted Cruz is not a stupid man. He knows this. They all know this. They all know that the argument that we just made is the correct one. They know that for a fact. They really do. They're just doing this because, well, that's the side they take. And that's, you know, that's the opportunistic way that they benefit from this. You know, that's how they stir up their, you know, the pander to their fucking people.
Yep, that's right. And of course, again, it's all on such a thin, thin line of reasoning. If there is any thickness to it at all, it's wafer thin.
Wafer thin.
Wafer thin. It's this insane idea that you can do whatever the hell you want as long as there's some excuse in the 2,000-year-old book that you enjoy.
Exactly.
That's what they're saying, basically. If it's in that Bible, and
this
you claim to believe it.
2,000-year-old book written by people who knew nothing.
That's right.
Nothing.
Nothing! They knew nothing. And so what you're saying is you can take this book and grab any ridiculous line out of it. and say, this is what I believe, and we're supposed to go, okay, kick my ass then. That's it. You can kick my ass as long as you can find something in the Bible that says, kick my ass, with impunity. And so that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
And if not, you're you know, it's not religious liberty and you're persecuting them. Such crap.
Yeah. Again, this is not just the Supreme Court and their same-sex marriage decision. This is about a U.S. District Court judge saying, you know what? I told you once already. You had your chance. All right. Now you've got to do it. And if you do, and if you're going to stand here in front of me and you're going to refuse to do it, I mean, you're just issuing licenses. You're not sucking any cocks.
Yeah. You're not attending the wedding. You know, you're not catering the wedding.
Yeah. It's in no way your personal endorsement. It is the state's and county's endorsement because you're doing the work of the people of the county of Rowan, Kentucky. So it's not like, you know, it's not like you're acting on your own volition. It's not like they're knocking on your door and asking you to bake brownies for the thing.
Right.
That's not what they're doing. Because that, I guess, would be in some way a tacit endorsement. You're just doing your job.
Exactly. It is exact that you have it. You hit it right on the head. This is not your personal endorsement. Mm-hmm. You work for the government. This is the government doing this. You just happen to work for it. That's all.
So you're not, again, you're not doing your own personal work, Kim Davis. You're doing the work of the people. And the people's work is done by the government. And you're a member of that government. So that's what you do. I mean, are you asking everyone who comes in how many sins they've committed? Are you, like, you know, Miss Confessional, too? Like, is it, okay, well, you know, you know what? You stole a candy bar from 7-Eleven. Can't do it. Can't marry you. Sinner. Because then I'm endorsing your sin. Sorry. It just doesn't work like that. That's not the way the world works. That's not the way the government works. That's not the way the Constitution works. So cut the crap. But what's worse is when people like Mike Huckabee and Senator Ted Cruz, you know, and even Rand Paul, who's not even religious, for God's sake, said, you know, this is American way. It's American way to do this. Maybe we shouldn't leave marriage licenses up to the states. Mr. States' Rights said this week, we shouldn't leave the marriage licensing process up to the states. The guy who says we should leave everything up to the states.
That's true, though. True libertarians believe that the government should have no say in marriage.
That's right.
That marriage shouldn't be a governmental contract.
So Rand Paul this week, Rand Paul, of all people, said, oh, yeah, let's just go ahead and let the federal government handle this.
And then we'll drone you after you steal some liquor.
That's right. By the way, Ashby sent me an email earlier, later yesterday, I should say, and Rand Paul's new app for his campaign is collecting location data via GPS and social media.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Rand Paul is tracking you like the goddamn NSA.
So that when he becomes president, he can drone you.
That's right, when you rob a liquor store. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more show right after this. Hello, it's Bob to tell you about our Patreon page. You might be asking yourself, what the hell is a Patreon page? It's a website where you can help support our podcast by donating money to the show. You can sign up for $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, or if you're filthy rich, you can sign up for more. In exchange, we'll bring you exclusive Patreon-only content like our post-mortem shows, memberships to the after party, and commercial-free, unbleeped versions of our free show. And if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll bring you new shows every weekday. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez, or click the Patreon link at bobseska.com. Let's do this thing.
Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Oh yeah, welcome back. 3-day weekend coming up. It's almost Labor Day. Thanks for joining us on our Thursday show. On our Tuesday show, I said it was our Thursday show. I heard about that. Heard about that a lot on Twitter and
via email. Yeah. I love how everybody has to correct. Shut up.
Bob.
So we made a mistake. Shut up.
Bob, you said it was the Thursday show. It's actually a Tuesday show.
Thank you.
What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you, Mr. Man? Okay. All right. Moving along here on the Thursday show. Okay, Fox and Friends was talking about, I don't know if you ever saw this, but Donald Trump was criticizing Jeb Bush for speaking in Spanish. Because, of course, Donald Trump's got to pander to all the racists now.
You know what? Wait just 1 second. That is, like, the least thing to call someone out on.
I know.
You know, I get it. Like, I worked for a TV station. Whenever anybody made a mistake on air, the phones would always light up with somebody saying, like, oh, you know what? Actually, the Marlins scored that. That was this hit, batter's average. Oh, you got that wrong. Ah, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They pull that. Or when our entertainment reporter would say something, oh, you know what? They released this many albums, not that many. Ah, you got that wrong, just to make themselves feel better. But the least fucking thing you can say is, ha ha, I know what day it is.
Clearly I knew what day it was on Tuesday. I said.
I need to correct you to prove that I know what day it is. I'm just smart enough to know that.
Yeah. And it was, you know what, truth be told, it wasn't just one person, so I'm not singling any one person out. I heard about it from quite a few people. Now, the one thing I don't mind is when someone says, oh, Bob, you missed a Chez F-bomb there somewhere.
Right.
You know, and I go, oh, okay, well, that's good, because I often do that. And since we don't have the explicit warning on iTunes, I try to make sure that we get all of those F-bombs out of there. And, of course, you know, the radio thing is completely a different issue. But it's, you know, iTunes, we don't have explicit there. So we got to make sure it's, you know, it's bleeped. And so when I miss one, I got to fix it. Otherwise, iTunes is going to get peeved at me. So I do appreciate that. We make with the talking for, I don't know how many hours a week it is, but it's a lot of hours. All right. So Donald Trump criticized Jeb Bush for speaking in Spanish. Of course, Jeb Bush was responding to Donald Trump when he was talking in Spanish, and he got to say estúpido in there, which was funny. So he's basically saying in Spanish that, you know, all Trump does is call people stupid and foolish and that they're low energy, blah blah, and then he said blah blah blah,
right?
And he's really fluent. I mean, his wife is Mexican, so Jeb Bush is really, really fluent in Spanish.
Extremely, yes.
George W. Bush frankly spoke Spanish better than he spoke English. So I think the Bushes are mostly pretty fluent in Spanish. So that's actually a really good thing. I mean, we want to see more multilingual people.
Sure.
But, you know, in the hinterlands, they only like people to talk English. He's talking funny talk. Why is he talking all funny? Like a foreigner. That's kind of what Brian Kilmeade said on Fox.
Oh, God, no.
Brian Kilmeade, who can...
Is he speaking in tongues?
Yeah,
what is that that's coming out of his mouth?
Someone says something to me like that, and I don't know what he's saying. So I'm a reporter there. I don't know what he just said. That's basically what Brian Kilmeade said. Here's Fox and Friends. Brian Kilmeade getting completely confused.
But Donald Trump came back and said this in response to Jeb Bush. He said, I like Jeb.
Oh, there's a substitute for Ducey. Like, there's a replacement Ducey. There's an artificial Ducey. So that's who we're hearing first, introing this Donald Trump response.
He's a nice man, but he should really set the example by speaking English while in the United States.
Well, just moments ago, Jeb Bush responds to that quote by Trump this morning, brand new. And this is what he said.
The fact that he would say you only can speak English is kind of ridiculous if you think about it. Are we going to close all the foreign language classes? Why would he have a contract with Univision for his beauty pageant? I mean, this is a diverse country. We should celebrate that diversity and embrace a set of shared values. And Mr. Trump doesn't believe in those shared values. I laughed. I mean, this is a joke.
Yeah, by the way, you notice Jeb Bush has the only real voice of all the Bushes. Like, yeah. George W. Bush, like... That was basically anything George W. Bush would say. It was just utter gibberish. Like, just
go down. Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Yeah. He was like, basically, evildoers. And like, and George Bush, 41, is like,
yeah.
And then here comes Jeb Bush. He's like, well, you know, I don't think what Trump said was particularly fair. So,
right. He sounds like he's the Brian the dog of the Bushes.
Strongest point yet, perhaps, by Jeb Bush.
I mean, the question is, what do you do if you're an American reporter and you're in America and you are wondering what they're talking about?
He sounds like he's choking on his brain.
What do you do? What do you do if you're an American and you're in America?
I mean, you know, like what if you're like a U.S. American and you're a U.S. American reporter in America? doing American things.
And you're doing American things.
In America. Oh, by the way, America. America, United States of America. Why are you not a U.S. American in America? America. America, America, America.
The question is, what do you do if you're an American reporter and you're in America and you are wondering what they're talking about? Do you, can you report that story? If I didn't...
Wow. 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 He has this idea. Apparently, since he works at Fox News, he has the idea that news organizations are staffed with idiots.
Right.
Who don't... Nobody in the news organization knows how to speak Spanish.
Right.
Nobody has any clue. It's just going to be, you know, like every fucking news organization is like Jolly Fats Weehawk and K out of Des Moines, where it's like, I had no idea what they just said.
I'm just going to put
Does anybody here speak whatever tongues was that he was speaking?
When I go to report on what Jeb Bush said, I'm going to put, quote, squiggle, squiggle, squiggle,
exactly.
Squiggle.
Right. And then he said some gibberish.
Yeah, just
maybe
being bragging.
Maybe he was taken over by the spirit of the Lord.
Oh, my God. Yeah, just put in brackets, unintelligible.
Yeah, could you honestly, could you see that? Could you just see somebody like, you know, a real reporter standing there saying, and then, you know, Jeb Bush addressed what Mr. Trump said, and then he said something, I don't know what it was. I've never heard these sounds before. You fucking idiot.
It's like pig Latin or something.
I think you might have had a stroke.
Brian Kilmeade. Priceless.
You're an American reporter and you're in America and you are wondering what they're talking about. Can you report that story? If I didn't have subtitles, because I focused on German in high school, if I didn't have subtitles...
Oh, you buried the lead. Of course he did. Of course you focused on German in high school. I'll bet you shit on your wife's chest, too.
I mean, I report on this. I mean, what do I do? What do I write down on the paper?
He has no idea what a leader sounds like when they're speaking in Spanish. But when they're standing on a balcony barking out in German, that fucking Kilmeade understands completely.
I mean, what I sit here at my keyboard and I go, what words do I mash in? I mean, do I just put words, or do I...
What if I'm in America and there's America there and Americans?
I don't know how to report on it. I don't know what to do.
I would not know that he was talking about Donald Trump. I would have missed the story. But it's easier to do a story if I understand the language. So if I was out there covering that story, I'd say, excuse me, what just happened?
What an idiot.
I mean, he's got the brain room. Couldn't he just access the Fox News Channel brain room? So can
you
any of you...
You do. All right, Kilmeade, since you're not a journalist and you apparently, you know, opened up a bubblegum piece and, you know, read the inside of it, and that's how you wound up on Fox News. Hey, look, I won. Ah, golden ticket. You know, because of that, obviously you don't understand that you either call somebody back at the station or the network, or you know what? Chances are you go right to the person set up right next to you who is not a moron like you, and you ask for a translation, and I guarantee you that person will know.
Oh my God.
And you will also be made fun of.
Just staggering.
God, he's the dumbest person at Fox News. He is. He's not like sort of conniving and evil like so many of them. He's just stupid. He's so stupid that almost feel sorry for him.
Yeah, really.
He is one of the dumbest people ever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was just going to say, too, the only Spanish that Brian Kilmeade knows is Dorito Taco.
Yeah.
That's it.
Chalupa.
All right. That was Adult Monchichi, Brian Kilmeade. Got to take another break. Come back with more show right after this. Hello, Bob here to talk about Tweaked Audio. Listener Karen R. wrote to us this week about Tweaked Audio's earbuds, and here's what she had to say. Thanks for the Tweaked Audio link. Had trouble finding decent but not too expensive pods for chores and biking, so tried these. Happy! exclamation mark. Go now to our website and click the banner for tweaked audio for the best in earbuds and earphones. They come with a lifetime warranty and free shipping to anywhere in the world. And tweaked audio's earbuds and earphones will work with all of your devices. Available in mic'd or unmic'd versions, they're designed to reduce outside noise and they're perfect for both music and talk. Hear us and everything better with tweaked audio earbuds. And if you use the promo code BANDC, that's B-A-N-D-C, at checkout, you'll save 30% off the listed price. Nearly one-third off on comfortable quality earbuds, warranted for life, with free shipping anywhere. Again, use the code BANDC to save big on quality earbuds. Just click the banner for tweaked audio at bobsesca.com.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go.
Cock-a-doodie.
Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
That's right. Second half of the Bob and Chez Show is brought to you by the bobsesca.com Amazon link. If you want to go shopping at amazon.com. Hey, by the way, September, October, November, 4 months left until Christmas. So start early at Amazon.com. Go there through our link, though. If it's right at the top of the BobSesca.com website, just below the logo, it says Amazon in big capital letters. Click that link. Takes you right to the front page of Amazon.com. You go shopping. You save money and help support the show because we get a small commission for everything you buy. Thank you very much in advance of that. Okay. You know, we talked about Rand Paul's app spying on you basically wherever you go.
Right.
Whenever you access the app, it knows exactly where you are. Well, this story I found was fascinating for so many reasons. Okay, this comes to us from Curtis Robert Tyree, or CRT, as I've now dubbed him.
I like that.
CRT sent me this link. Headline from Think Progress. Bernie Sanders won't end Obama's drone program, promises to use it very selectively.
Good boy.
So Bernie Sanders...
Wait a minute, hold on. Just be quiet for a second. I'll bet I can hear the wailing and gnashing of teeth from here.
The clutching at pearls and garment rending.
No, you've let us... See, Jesus, the left is already pissed that Bernie has let them down. He hasn't even become president yet.
Yeah. Well, he's already embraced Netanyahu and Israel.
Right.
Okay. He's now going to continue the drone program. He said here, I think we have to use drones very, very selectively and effectively. I think that's what they're doing already. I don't think we're droning people willy-nilly. But he said, that has not always been the case, Sanders says. What you can argue is that there are times and places where drone attacks have been effective. That's fascinating.
No, it's not. There's nothing fascinating about it because it's logical.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Reasonable.
Well, it's fascinating that Bernie Sanders would say this.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is actually it's not all that. Like, it's not fascinating in the sense that he's just he's being logical. He's being reasonable.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating because this sort of character that Bernie Sanders fanatics have built up about who he is and what he believes will think it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Will think that it's, oh, my God. You know, they'll be thrown for a loop by that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because
of course,
they're like, you know, we all know there are drones.
Right. Well, the myth that has built up is that, you know, Obama is this bloodthirsty baby killer who's just dispatching drones. And these drones are automatic robot killing machines dropping hellfire missiles on anyone wearing a turban. And that's not the case. And I think what Bernie Sanders is doing here is acknowledging that it's not necessarily the case. I mean, yes, there's been collateral damage. Yes, there have been people who may not have been the target who have been killed. But you know what? That happens in normal military sorties all the time. You launch manned aircraft to bomb a particular location because there is a target there. Sometimes they miss. Or sometimes they hit people that weren't the intended target. And the same thing happens with drones. And let's face it, too. Drones also have pilots. They're just not in any particular cockpit. They're piloting remotely. And so that's the way it works. I think there's a lot of misinterpretations of the drone program. And frankly, again, this is more of a big picture kind of thing, not specific to what Bernie Sanders is saying. But again, If we're going to be using the military to do particular things, and every president, at least in modern history, has, why put American soldiers at risk if we don't have to? It seems to me as if we've got this technology to be able to take out particular targets And again, it's not pleasant. It's not. I'm not sitting here, you know, like warmongering. But insofar as this is a fact of life, that we're going to continue to do this, unless by crazy chance we get someone who's even more pacifistic and liberal than Bernie Sanders, who's going to eliminate the entire drone program and no longer use the military for things, which clearly Bernie Sanders is going to do if he becomes president. It's a fact of life.
It's got to be such a letdown to them.
Yeah.
That even Bernie Sanders isn't far enough to the left. My God. Where's the Dalai Lama 2016?
Yeah, you know, Bernie Sanders announced something that I thought was a great idea this week. I was talking to Wolf Blitzer about this. He's going to impose a tax. And what I, you know, here's one of the things I like about Bernie Sanders. Not afraid to say the word tax. I'm going to tax certain people. He's going to tax Wall Street transactions. I mean, high level, high money transactions, you know, trading of derivatives and things like that. All the crap that got us into trouble before the recession. And he's going to use it. It's going to raise $800 billion. I think that's an annual amount. And that's going to pay for free college education for anyone who wants it.
I love that.
It's a fantastic idea. I mean, who's going to argue with that other than, well, the Republicans? I mean, those are like Wolf Blitzer said, well, how are you going to get this passed? The Republicans aren't going to vote for it. And Bernie Sanders is like, duh. Of course it's not going to pass. But it's a process of mainstreaming the idea. You introduce enough legislation like that, then the ideas become more and more accepted till people start to realize, oh, you know what? Not a terrible idea. Maybe we ought to get behind this. And then the bill is out there ready to roll in case the balance of power in Congress is shifted.
Right.
With there's a chance that it will be in 2016, depending on various factors, but there's always a chance.
Yeah.
So there you go. Bernie Sanders supports the drone program. Fascinating. Again, as I said, really, really interesting.
Yep.
Like, again, I'll be really interested to hear the reaction of some people, the anti-drone people. Because, I mean, I don't understand. We're never going to eliminate intelligence gathering. We're never going to eliminate the NSA. It's never going away. Yep. We're never going to eliminate the drone program. Yes, yep. Should these programs be regulated? Absolutely.
Yep. And if we were to eliminate them, the very first terrorist attack on our soil, like big-time terrorist attack, 9/11 scale terrorist attack, holy crap, heads would roll. The screaming the people would do.
Why are you such a neocon, Chaz? Why are you such a dino?
Oh, well. I'm neither. I'm an independent, rotten piece of
All right. On that note, let's take a break, come back, and wrap up the show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Yes, welcome back to our Sunday show. Oh, wait, is it Saturday? No.
You don't know what day it is.
I just don't know what I'm doing. All right, it's our Thursday show. After party coming up tomorrow, Friday. Should be an action-packed one. They all have been recently.
By the way, here's Charlie Pierce.
Yeah,
in Esquire, talking about Kim Davis. And, of course, he's right. He says, "Dear Judge Bunning, thanks for nothing. Let me explain to you what happens now. The entire political communications apparatus of the wingnut welfare system goes to DEFCON 1. Judge Bunning's email is going to get very entertainingly unchristian, I suspect. Kim Davis now becomes the latest ornament on the hang yourself cross of Bible banging victimhood. There will be marches and vigils. There will be a six-figure book deal. My money's on John Fund as Davis's ghost. There may even be one of those movies produced by gullibility trawlers like the one helmed by Rick Santorum. Anybody want to bet me that she doesn't speak at next year's Republican National Convention? You have made a star, Judge Bunning, and the rest of us have to live with her. That's a great point. I mean, throwing her in jail is great, but now she's every bit the martyr that she wanted to be.
Yeah, but again, she's only going to play as red meat to that bubble.
That's true.
It's not going to resonate anywhere else, and that's where it needs to resonate.
But I don't know.
It's
not going to. But I don't know, because, you know, Pierce could be right about this. The bubble these days is the entire Republican Party.
That's true. But, I mean, again, they're already decided on this thing. They're already saying that any sort of same-sex marriage that goes on is a violation of their religious liberty. Like, if there's anyone involved in any way with a same-sex marriage against their will, then this is a trespass against the First Amendment. And it's not. It's right. Not. So, but I mean, I get what Charlie's saying, and that was one of my initial concerns, is that suddenly Kim Davis was going to become this martyr, this yep. figure, this sort of Joan of Arc figure, locked away. Joan of Arc by way of Kathy Bates. Locked away in some prison in Kentucky. Federal prison. And then everyone's going to be, you know, they're going to be holding vigils. I mean, there were already protests outside the courthouse.
Here's her quote. I never imagined a day like this would come where I would be asked to violate a central teaching of Scripture and of Jesus himself regarding marriage. To issue a marriage license which conflicts with God's definition of marriage with my name affixed to the certificate would violate my conscience. It is not a light issue for me. It is a heaven or hell decision. I want you to keep in mind that that's a grown woman. That's not some 12-year-old who's reading Harry Potter.
Oh, God.
That's a grown woman who believes that horse.
Horrible. You know, it's like if you were a Jew and you went and studied to become a priest, and you became a priest and suddenly, you know what, I'm not going to do these masses because of Jesus. I just don't believe in Jesus. Sorry. And just like, you know, how do you even respond to that? You know, yes, she was in the job before the Supreme Court decision was handed down. But that's what happens all the time. The parameters of a job change all the time. New rules are implemented. New systems are put into place. Computers are introduced. Oh, my God, what is a space-age technology? What buttons do I mash? You know, all this crap happens. And if you can't handle the job, you quit the job. It's just like with Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham had the biggest balls of the week. His balls were just loaded.
Yeah, they just don't happen to be on his body. They're in his mouth.
They're loaded with
strength.
And lots of
strength.
Right? Lots of strength. Strength. Lindsey Graham this week.
They happen to be dangling delicately on his tongue.
He said, look, if she can't do the job, then she's got to quit. You know what? He said this on the Hugh Hewitt goddamn show. He said this within the conservative entertainment complex. On AM talk radio. So he basically went into the Shark Tank and said, you know what? She doesn't like it. She quit.
No.
He said, I still support traditional marriage, but she is doing the wrong thing right now. And this is where we live in a nation of laws. This is the law now. Obey the law or quit. Right? I'm sure, you know, this is one of the reasons why Lindsey Graham is polling at less than 1%. Because everyone else who's polling way up in the, you know, in the teens, and in the case of Trump, 30% now, are just pandering to all these nuts, all these radicals and extremists on the far right. And they can't wait. They're scrambling over themselves to kiss ass to the crazy people, completely ignoring the normals. And you know what? Now I put Lindsey Graham in the ranks of the normals. I completely disagree with Lindsey Graham on a wide variety of issues, but he is absolutely now one of the normals. It's clear to me that there are still a few remaining Republicans who are actually reasonable, who are not, you know, genuflecting before the politics of Trump. And Lindsey Graham is one of them. So hats off to Lindsey Graham. So I'm absolutely serious when I say this. He did the right thing, said the right thing against all odds. against the will of his party, against his party's platform, who they're lining up around the block in support of Kim Davis and this ridiculous crusade of her, you know, to not do her job, which is basically what it comes down to. It's like, I don't know how, you know, it's like when they introduced computers 40 years ago or whatever it was into the workplace. I don't know how to type, so I'm not going to do this. So you're going to have to send me, I'm going to have to go to jail first before you ever force me to use one of these infernal devilish machines. I don't understand what this does. It's some sort of evil spirits inside this box making numbers on the screen. Well, no, it's just a computer. It's a machine, and it calculates things, and you can do work more efficiently that way. I think it's the devil! Okay, well, I'm going to have to fire you. I don't care! I'm not leaving! Good God. Okay, well, speaking of religious nincompoopery, I saw this. I couldn't resist this headline in the Huffington Post today. Gunmaker creates Crusader assault rifle with Bible verses on it.
Huh, perfect.
Florida gun manufacturer is facing criticism for creating an assault rifle with a Bible verse on it that's meant to stop Muslim terrorists from using it. And, of course, you know what it is? Guess the type of gun it is.
It would be an AR-15 Bushmaster.
There you go. The Sandy Hook weapon. Images of the AR-15 Crusader rifle.
Nice.
The Crusader.
Let's
make our intentions abundantly clear.
Yep.
This is a crusade. Good God. Even George W. Bush criticized anyone who used that word. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney said, not a crusade. It was posted online by Spikes Tactical in Apopka. What is Apopka?
Apopka, Florida.
Oh, Apopka, Florida. Oh, my God.
Is it?
So, yeah, it's in Florida. Apopka, Florida. Spikes Tactical. Shows an emblem of a cross.
Well, welcome to fucking, like, Central Florida.
Good God. Bible verses on AR-15s. Chosen an emblem of a cross inside a shield similar to those used by the Knights Templar during the Crusades. And those worked out so well. The Crusades, something we totally, totally want to bring back and replicate. The other side of it features Psalm 144:1. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle.
Wow.
Ben Mookie Thomas, a former Navy SEAL and spokesman for Spikes Tactical, told the Orlando Sentinel he wanted a rifle that no devout Muslim would touch. As if Muslims are going around, you know, like ISIS is scouting around in Apopka, Florida.
Yep.
For guns to grab. He said, off the cuff, I said, I'd like to have a gun that if a Muslim terrorist picked up, a bolt of lightning would hit and knock him dead, Thomas told the newspaper. So he actually thinks this guy, Ben Mookie Thomas, thinks that a Muslim picking up this rifle would be struck dead by a bolt of lightning. This guy is selling firearms to people. Somehow believing that a bolt of lightning will strike someone dead, a bolt of lightning from God, and he is allowed, he's got a license to sell weapons to crazy people.
Exactly. And that's exactly what he's doing. He's in the middle of, he's in the I-4 corridor in Central Florida, which is just full of really, really, really stupid rednecks.
And they're going to pay for this particular assault rifle.
Sure.
$1,395.
Sure, absolutely.
Because you
never can tell when the Muslims are going to, you know, attack the Cracker Barrel.
Or
the Golden Corral.
Or the robots, of course. And the robots eat old people's medicine for fuel. And robots are strong. It features three settings on the safety selector. Peace, war, and God wills it. Those are actual safety settings on the AR-15 Crusader.
It's insane.
Florida chapter of the Council for Islamic Relations points out that there have been more than 250 mass killings in the United States this year, and only one involved a self-proclaimed Muslim. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I guarantee you that Crusader assault rifle is going to kill a hell of a lot more Americans than than any Muslim good.
Yep, that's exactly right. It's going to kill an awful lot of Americans. Okay, let's move on to some election news before we wrap up the show. It's loyalty pledge time. Donald Trump finally signed his GOP loyalty pledge.
I saw that, which by the way, means absolutely nothing to
exactly.
him.
Exactly, yeah.
Just nothing. Oh, you want me to sign this piece of paper right here? Sure.
It's so funny. You said that. I wrote right here on my page for the day. I said, Trump signs GOP loyalty pledge as if it matters to Trump.
Right. It makes any difference whatsoever.
Idiots.
If he bails out of the GOP, there's nothing they can do to him.
Trump's loyalty.
It's a meaningless gesture.
Trump's loyalty is to Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trump's loyalty is not to Republicans. His loyalty is only to Trump. It's not to him, it's not to Republicans. It's not to the United States. It's just to Trump.
Yeah. By the way, he signed it in Sharpie. So you can see it from a mile away.
It's like, of course, because he signs everything in Sharpie.
Yeah, that's right.
He signed that
thing to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar op-ed.
In Sharpie. I've already seen one think piece about Donald Trump's use of Sharpie, by the way. Yeah. That's out there.
Right.
By the way, going back to Hugh Hewitt for a minute, where Lindsey Graham was on Hugh Hewitt and attacked Kim Davis, Trump also attacked Hugh Hewitt for gotcha questions, by the way. Just throwing that in there. I just noticed that headline. So okay. Chris Christie also signed his loyalty pledge. But none of that matters, because if Donald Trump drops out of the nomination process for the GOP, which he's not going to, I think he's going to win, he's absolutely going to run. He's going to do it. He's going to run as an independent. He doesn't care about that. He said, I'm going to sue them anyway for forcing me to sign this loyalty pledge.
Yeah.
Republicans are weak and they're pathetic, and I'm going to run anyway. Despite their weak and pathetic loyalty pledge.
Right, exactly. Their weak and pathetic loyalty pledge. You know, loyalty pledges are for losers. So, I have my fingers behind my back. I crossed my fingers when I signed it.
Meanwhile, Chris Christie yelled at a little girl for challenging on climate change. Little girl at a town hall meeting stands up. Little teeny tiny girl stands up and said, and asked a really ballsy question. Said, you know, you once said that global warming was partly caused by human breathing, which is a famous myth that's perpetuated by people like Glenn Beck and so on. Look, I'm making, look at all the CO2 I'm making because I'm exhaling. Uh-oh. Well, see, the Earth can handle that. It just can't handle all of this other crap we're spewing into the atmosphere. It's
right.
Dumb. It's just a dumb line of reasoning, catering and pandering to yokels who don't know the science and who won't bother to look it up. Mm. So I'm going to play this. The audio, I had to really clean up the audio. So I'm going to play a little bit of this. If it gets bad, I'm going to bail out.
On August 4th, here in New Hampshire, at one of our town meetings, you said that...
Okay, that's... I can't hear that. I can't understand what. All these people that put up these videos, they not only put music behind it, but they don't clean it up. So I did my best to clean it up.
F*** them. I'll bet they know what day it is.
Well, here's the thing. She said, you know, you said, Chris Christie, that global warming was partly caused by human activity. Breathing causes it. And he said, and he denied it. Sir, give me back the microphone, he said. Give me back the microphone. You know, you can say whatever you want to me, but just be right about it. Don't be wrong. And he's like chastising her. I'm going to see if we can get to a little bit of what Chris Christie was saying back to her. Because
old is she? How old's the girl?
She must have been like 11 or something, like 11, 12, in the sort of the tween area. Right. And of course, he's like 9 feet tall, 900 pounds.
Yeah.
Just like hammering back at her. See, I can't hear that. I wish I
can
really
believe it or not, I can hear it.
Okay, well, we'll try to play it.
Carbon dioxide contributes to climate change.
Listen, give me my microphone back.
I really care about this subject,
but you know what? The first thing you need to do is not be wrong and not quote me incorrectly.
So the first thing you want to do is not be wrong
and
don't
quote
me
incorrectly.
Okay. Here's Chris Christie back in 2011.
Let me tell you, the climate's been changing forever. And it will always continue to change. Does human activity contribute to it? Of course it does. We all contribute to it in one way or the other. By breathing, we contribute to it.
There it is. By breathing, we contribute to it. He goes on later to this girl, like completely chastising and scolding this little girl. Says, you know what? We can go back and get the... We have video of all these things. We can go back and get you video to show that I never said that climate change was caused by human breathing.
Yes, we can get video of something that didn't happen.
Right. God, what a... I mean, just... He's such a d***. He's like going after just a little girl. I mean, have some decorum.
You know what, though? Again, this is just... He's frustrated.
Yeah,
that's
he's
what
frustrated.
It is. All
that's
of these people.
Yep.
All of these people who were expecting to make some kind of a splash have just been completely upended by Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, just a few years ago, man, Chris Christie was the guy to beat. Everybody was trying to draft him. Everybody wanted him to run for president. And now he's a nobody.
He's a nobody.
Nobody gives a shit about him.
Nope. I mean, he always had that tendency to be... just a jackass to people. Like, again,
yeah,
I always go back to...
Always a bully.
My favorite one is the one where he's got the ice cream cone. And he's yelling at the guy on the boardwalk, but he's got his precious ice cream cone.
Right.
He's using it sort of as a wand to kind of intimidate the guy. But now it's amplified because he sees what Trump is doing and how successful it is for Trump.
No.
I mean, that's all... I mean, Jeb Bush was exactly right. I mean, I can't believe it. I've defended Lindsey Graham and Jeb Bush in this episode.
Hey, whatever.
Jeb Bush was exactly right when he said that all Donald Trump does is go around and call people stupid and say that they're low energy, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what Donald Trump does, and people love it.
Yep.
Because, of course, they love it. They love that stuff.
You're weak.
You're weak. You're pathetic.
You're done.
All right, so coming up on the post-mortem show, everything we didn't get to on the free portion of the show, some new shifting and changing MSNBC news. This is kind
oh,
of
yeah,
a,
I saw that.
It's kind of a big deal. I don't want to spoil it, but MSNBC is making a pretty big change as far as I'm concerned.
And MSNBC is bending itself over and putting its penis up its own ass.
Exactly.
It is f***ing itself so hard. I need to know. I love the whole, we're going to make things better. We're going to, you know, we're really, so we're going to make things better. What's the first thing you're going to do? Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
What? Really? Okay.
Dumb. Plus, Bristol Palin wrote a stupid open letter to Obama about Mount McKinley. We're going to talk about Middle Earth gangle creature Rick Scott scrubbing a report exonerating Planned Parenthood. And Bobby Jindal. By the way, Bobby Jindal getting chastised for doing something similar. It's coming up on the Postmortem Show. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.